Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour, second half hour of hour number three here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, April 23rd, 2026 edition. Talking a lot today about legislation, budget bills, appropriation spending, the Democrats in the state Senate wanting to take $350 million out of the rainy day fund, Selfridge Air Force Base, all kinds of things happening in Lansing. Well, one last little story to get into. For the second straight year, the House Republicans are using an accountant quirk, an accounting quirk in the Department of Health and Human Services budget, to take basically $9.4 billion in Medicaid spending off the books to make their overall spending proposal appear smaller than the year before. Like last year, the governor is recommending a new provider tax to replace the money that had been generated by taxes on hospitals and insurance providers that the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act forced the states to stop using. The provider tax needs the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, known as the CMS, to sign off on it before Michigan can spend the money generated from it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer assumes that's going to happen. Listen to this, $41 billion, about half of our entire state budget goes to the Department of Health and Human Services in the governor's proposed fiscal year 2027 budget. Well, in the House budget, it does not. Instead, shoving the spending off the books into a piece of boilerplate, essentially saying a quarter of the state's Medicaid dollars are now going to be on a, quote, if-come basis. In the agreed-to fiscal year 2026 budget from last year, the governor and the Senate signed off on this accounting switch. Speaker Matt Hall, Republican, trumpeted the budget was smaller than the fiscal year 2025 budget, while the governor's office and the Senate Democrats sat back and bit their tongues. However, so far this year, CMS have signed off on at least $3 billion of the $9 billion in a provider tax drawdown for this year's budget, fiscal year 2026. Maybe they won't sign off on the rest of it for the rest of this year. Maybe they won't sign off on any of it for next year. Well, if that happens, massive Medicaid cuts are coming. And the state of Michigan does not have the multi-billion dollars sitting around in the rainy day fund, which currently stands at $2.2 billion, but will be reduced by either $350 million or $400 million, bringing it down to $1.8 billion. House Speaker Matt Hall said the benefits from this accounting quirk is that it can be publicly claimed as a smaller budget, But if the $9.4 billion in spending truly doesn't happen, the impact is something most Michigan Republicans would not want. Nearly a quarter of the state's Medicaid dollars would simply disappear. Well, outside of year two of using this creative accounting, the House Department of Health and Human Services budget are significant in at least four ways. Point number one, it doubles the governor's $150 million in cost-saving assumptions, raises it to $300 million, meaning that the Department of Health and Human Services officials will be forced to decide which cuts to Medicaid services the population will see, as opposed to the legislature or the governor directly watering down certain benefits. House Appropriations Committee Chair Ann Bowen said, "We are not trying to minimize the importance at all for the needs of women and children and the people who need Medicaid, but we are trying to find the greatest efficiencies so we can provide the most benefits for the money that we have for those who need it most." Point number two, outside of referring to food assistance by the old school food stamps moniker, the House budget assumes more savings from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act requiring work requirements. The governor does not submit to that theory. Governor says that it actually prohibits the Department of Health and Human Services officials from asking for any flexibility or exceptions to the new requirements unless they get legislative sign-off first. Point number three, the House, controlled by the Republicans, will more aggressively push the use of genetic drugs as opposed to brand name drugs. It prevents the managed care plans that run Medicaid to stick within the state's single preferred drug list. And finally, direct care workers aren't going to get the $1.27 an hour raise in 2027 that the governor recommended under the House budget. However, the House notes that there was a $3.40 an hour wage that was added already to their salaries not only last year, but again this year, and those aren't being taken away. In the end, overall, the House budget spends $1 billion more on Medicaid than it did last year's budget. This is very, very interesting. This is something that is going to be addressed, folks, in the conferencing between the House and the Senate. When they settle on the final omnibus budget bill that they send to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for her review. And then the governor can actually pull out her line item veto pen and cross out some of the spending and then sign it. So this whole budget process is very, very fluid. But again, I'm just looking at the calendar, and this upcoming election on May 5th, I think they don't want the Republican, if he wins, Jason Tunney, to be part of the budget process. They don't want him causing the Senate to be gridlocked, 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans. I don't think they want to wait until he's sworn in. I think they're going to try to pass it today and send it on to the House for their consideration. The House has already sent their budget proposal to the Senate for their consideration. One of the final things that we have to look at, and this is very interesting. Overall budget, in the end, whether it's the governor and the Senate Democrats, Matt Hall, Speaker of the House, has said, our budget is the right budget. Sending a message loud and clear that they're not interested in adopting the Senate versions or even what the governor wants. Playing hardball kind of sounds like it. It's our budget or the highway. We're not going to negotiate. Well, Ann Bowen, the chair, House Appropriations Committee chair, says that we are looking at all of it. We're going to look at all of it. That kind of sounds like compromise to me, but we shall see. Absolutely shall see what is the plan going forward. Now, let's see, where did that one go? I had a short tidbit story pulled up. I got so many things pulled up on my screen here, folks. Bear with me 1 second. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Some little tidbits. 12 charter school students yesterday portrayed new state superintendent Glenn Maleko, 10 state house members, and MERS editor Kyle Malin as part of their charter day at the Capitol. Yesterday, more than 2,000 charter school students, educators and parents, and advocates made a cameo appearance at the Capitol for a day of celebration, performance, and advocacy. It was amazing what they did at the Capitol yesterday. We'll wrap it up on the final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-230. 1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today on a little lighter side. 12 charter school students yesterday on the state capitol portrayed new state superintendent Glenn Maleko, 10 state house members, and MERS editor Kyle Malin as part of their charter day at the capitol. The banner behind the students portraying the adults said, "Charter Day at the Capitol 2026. Raise your voice for learner choice." More than 2,000 charter school students, educators, and parents attended the event. The students portrayed State Representative Alicia St. Germain, Republican from Harrison Township, Representative Jennifer Conlin, Democrat of Ann Arbor, Representative Carol Glanville, Democrat of Grand Rapids, Alina Scott, Democrat from Detroit, Representative Greg Markanen, Republican from the UP up in Hancock, Representative Erwin Bynes of Dearborn, Samantha Stecklock, Democrat of Farmington Hills, Representative Tom Kuntz, Republican from Clare, and State Representative Mai Chung, Democrat of Warren. And it was so cute. These kids are all in suits and ties, and all the girls have business attire. And I'm looking at this picture, and I'm trying to figure out which one is Kyle Malin. this is funny. The one young gentleman is even got a glued-on mustache and goatee and a wig, gray hair, salt and pepper. I'm not sure which rep that is, but that is too funny. That might even be the state superintendent. I don't know. And lastly, for today's show, nearly $2 million in grants awarded to local farmland preservation programs. The Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development, as well as the Michigan Agricultural Preservation Fund Board, announced yesterday that they have awarded more than $1.8 million for Agricultural Prevention Fund, which gives grants to permanently protect farmland in six counties and townships. The grants will help preserve 744.38 acres of farmlands. The grants were awarded to Dexter Township, as well as Kent, Macomb, Ottawa, Van Buren, and Washtenaw counties. Where are the Northern Michigan counties? These are all, Kent County is on the west side of the state, Macomb, southeastern, Ottawa again back out west, Van Buren, Washtenaw, kind of in the middle. Nothing for Northern Michigan. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to have to talk to our state senators and our state reps. So we'll move on. Lastly, this day in history, April 23rd, 1999, the House rejected a resolution that would have asked voters to decide whether Michigan's 150-year-old ban on capital punishment should be lifted. In the three-hour floor debate prior to the vote marked the first time the issue had been debated by a full chamber of the legislature since 1931. When the votes went up on the board, it was covered with red no votes. The board quickly closed and roll call tally was not even recorded. But the issue was dead in the legislature for the foreseeable future. Whether to ask the voters to decide on the 150-year-old ban on capital punishment, whether it should be lifted. This day, back in 1999. Is that something we should consider again? I don't know. What do you guys think? Now, as we wrap up today's show, I want to make sure everybody understands. This budget process passed in the House, supposedly, allegedly going to pass in the Senate today, will go to the governor once they conference, once they come to an agreement. They are going to absolutely get this budget done early. And again, looking at the calendar, I think it has something to do with May 5th special election in the 35th State Senate district race between the Republican Jason Tunney and the Democrat Chedrick Green. And I've been told by people living down there that this is huge, huge money being spent on TV for the Democrat, outspending the Republican Jason Tunney. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 100-